Chinese state media reported that the new carrier left its shipyard in the port of Dalian, accompanied by a blast of its horn and a display of fireworks. The as-yet-unnamed vessel is a slightly larger version of the Liaoning, the Soviet-era aircraft carrier that China picked up from Ukraine in 1998. A side-by-side comparison published in the Chinese newspaper Global Times shows the same ski-jump bow designed to get jets aloft without the catapults used on the U.S. Navy's flat-deck carriers. According to Global Times, the new ship will carry up to 36 jet fighters compared to 24 aboard the Liaoning. Both ships displace 50,000 tons and both use conventional engines. The latest U.S. aircraft carrier, the Gerald R. Ford, displaces twice the weight, carries 75 aircraft, and is driven by two nuclear power plants. The U.S. has 10 other fleet carriers in commission. Britain, France, Russia, India, and Italy each have one. According to reports, China has a third carrier of a different design already on the stocks in Shanghai, and analysts quoted by state media say the Chinese Navy will need at least six. Some experts argue, though, that the aircraft carrier's day is passing as it becomes vulnerable to new types of anti-ship missiles, missiles pioneered by China. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.